Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. And so as always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy schedule to join with me and others across the airwaves as we link hearts and minds, and as we consciously choose to deepen down, to commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, the Mother, Father, God, that is Spirit, that is life, that is the divine intelligence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. Our consciously taking this time is not something we're doing to appease God as if we could. It's something we're doing for ourselves. It's to constantly be aware to bring ourselves back to the remembrance that we are one with God and all that God is, that we are not separate from the divine nature, but we are the divine nature. We are not separate from spirit, we are spirit expressing in our physical form as us. It's a constant reminder to leave the duality thinking of God somewhere and we are elsewhere. So, I honor you for taking this time this morning. So my theme this morning, it's not why, it's what. And it was inspired by something a friend had sent me. You know, I like Richard Rohr, the Franciscan monk, and he shared with me something he read, which was experience of God that is immediate yet distant, familiar yet ineffable, imminent yet transcendent, and as rational as it is unknowable. He shared in his email that as he pondered these words, he was wondering why he was going through all the stuff that he was going through. But as he read these words, it came to him that he felt that it was a call for him to deepen down more in prayer, that he was to have a closer communion with Spirit, with God. And this is the same friend who had shared a few weeks ago that although he was praying more, he was preparing for the worst. And so I emailed him back and said I felt it wasn't why, but what. You see, the why isn't relevant. Because we are having a human experience, we are going to experience many things. And we only ever inquire why when it's challenging. We only ever ask, why me, when it's something that we find disturbing or upsetting or to our disagreement. I love a quote by Arthur Ashe who said, if I can find it now, he said something to the effect. Look, I haven't put it down. He said something to, oh, here it is. If I don't ask why me after my victories, I cannot ask why me after my setbacks and disasters. You see, I never hear anybody asking or saying to me, why me, when they received their blessings. I never hear anybody asking why me when they received some good in their life or some abundance or something that they wanted. We never question why me when it's good. We only question why me when it's challenging. And the other part of the thing that he was sharing, everyone should choose what is right for them and how they want to communicate with God, but it would be a mistake for you to think that your prayer is only the specific time that you think you are consciously praying to God, i.e. you're taking your 10 minutes or your 20 minutes or your half an hour or whatever to pray. Because you are praying all the time. Your thoughts and every thought is a prayer. There is no distinction between the habitual thinking that you are having continuously, that train of thought that's running that you're not even aware of. That is you praying too. So do not be misled or mistaken by thinking that because you have now decided that you are going to deepen your prayer time and spend an additional amount in prayer, conscious prayer to God, that that somehow is going to move and shift where you need to be. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you should. I'm simply saying that you need to be aware that you are praying all of the time. Every thought you have is a prayer. We are one with the infinite intelligence, the divine mind to which we are thinking and impressing our thoughts and beliefs in all of the time. So if your habitual thinking and thoughts and belief process is one of poor me, why me, this always happens, it's just my luck, etc., etc., that is your prayer continuously. That's what you're going to receive. So you take an additional 10 minutes to now start praying and affirmatively will come to naught. So it's not why. It's not why me or why I need to be this or why I need to be that. It's what. What are you doing? What are you holding in consciousness? What are your beliefs? What is your faith? What are you putting your trust in? It's the what that matters, not the why. The why me is irrelevant. But it is what is it that I'm thinking? What am I holding uppermost in my mind that I might not even be aware of? People say they're ready for relationships or they're ready to meet someone. But deep down, they still have issues about loving themselves, liking themselves. So you can go on Tinder and eHarmony and do all of that stuff and meet some interesting people, I'm sure. But if deep down, the what you believe about yourself is that you're unattractive, you're not worthy, you're not desirable, you're not whatever it is, then that is your continuous and habitual prayer. And as our teacher said, according to your faith be it done unto you. So that's your faith. That's how you see yourself. That's how you believe yourself. And you can take that example and put it for anything, whether it's your personal relationships, professional relationships, social relationships, your relationship with money. It doesn't matter. You can apply this truth and principle because the truth is the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. When the Bible says God is no respecter of persons, if you do not understand this basic principle, doesn't matter whether you're the Pope or the man on the street, it applies equally the same. So my sacred text comes from James 1:5, and it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. This is one of my favorite texts that I used to affirm almost on a like a mantra. If you lack wisdom, if you lack the understanding, if you lack the awareness of the what you want or what it is you should be focusing on, ask the divine, ask spirit for the illumination, because God will give you the inspiration, God will give you the guidance, God will give you the direction, God will give you whatever it is you need. But if you are so obsessed and busy with your train of thoughts that are not in alignment with what you want, and God will give that to you also. I have been looking this week at some of the things that are challenging, but also inspirational. Because it struck me that these people who have achieved these amazing feats didn't question the why me. They simply got on with the what it was they wanted to achieve, and eliminated anything else that was contradictory to it. I think it was last Sunday or last week, a young Kenyan man, Eliud Kipchoge, he's a marathon runner, but he was the first person in history to run 26.2 miles in under 2 hours. Yes, he had all the science behind him, special road conditions and trackers that would run in front of him to make sure that the wind didn't blow too hard on him. But it didn't deny the fact that he had achieved something that was considered unachievable. This was a young man who had to run to school 3 miles. He didn't think about his conditions or situations and why me. It was simply, this is what I want to achieve, and this is the example I want to give to my children and to all children. Do not doubt the ability of what you can achieve. We then had another Kenyan marathon runner who broke again for the females running in 2 hours, 14 minutes. 26 miles in 2 hours, 14 minutes. I'd be lucky if I can walk 5 miles in 2 hours. We had the young Coco Gauff, a tennis star, who again in Wimbledon won against Venus, but also has become the youngest to win champions, American things. You can tell I'm not a sports person. And then we have, who's the other one? Simone Biles, who's just a amazing young gymnastist that's in history for the highest and fastest champion of the sport. What so inspired me about these people was they didn't have why me. They simply had the what they needed to do attitude. What they needed to see themselves accomplishing, achieving, and go about it. My beloveds, it's never why, it's what. What do we need to do? What do we need to let go of? What do we need to become more focused or conscious with? It's never the why, it's the what. So my poem this morning is from Dr. Hitesh Sheth. When the hopes are hassled and relationships are rattled, naivety asks, why me? When wishes are whacked and dreams are dashed, naivety asks, why me? When fantasies are fettered and blessings are battered, naivety asks, why me? When desires are demolished and ambitions are admonished, naivety asks, why me? When temptations are traumatized and passions are pulverized, naivety asks, why me? Strangely, naivety with influence and naivety with affluence never asks why me, and naivety with fame, naivety with name, never asks why me. Naivety with health and naivety with wealth never asks why me. Naivety with fiefdom and naivety with wisdom never asks why me. Naivety with beauty and naivety with booty never asks why me. if we're not asking why me when we're blessed, as Dr. Shep says? Why are we asking why me when we feel that things are heading the wrong way? So my science of mind reading is entitled Truth of Being. The first quote comes from H.B. Jeffrey, who says, "You must let the truth inhabit you to know it, and you must inhabit the truth to understand it." Wow, that's beautiful. I'm going to say that again. You must let the truth inhabit you to know it, and you must inhabit the truth to understand it. Ernest Holmes says, "We must believe in the inherent good, goodness, and all-powerfulness of the Spirit of Truth." The author writes, "Being rooted in truth is living in and from the truth. Simply declaring God is all there is will not be enough. It is a good place to start, but it is not enough. We must be the truth we declare. When we declare that truth is all there is, we must prove this to be true in our lives. How do you do this?" H.B. Jeffrey makes it very clear. You must let the truth inhabit you to know it. This truth must live in you. Allowing this truth to live in you may not be as easy as it sounds. It seems every week we are greeted with some more terrible news or disaster in the world. There are wars and rumors of wars. Letting the truth inhabit us may not be as easy as it sounds. However, it is doable. It takes consistent spiritual practice. Every day, we must know the truth that God is all there is, no matter what we're being shown. We must realize that this thing called God is even in the midst of the seeming turmoil. As we practice seeing the divine in all of life, life will start to reveal the divine back to us. To know the truth is to be the truth. Gandhi once said that we needed to be the change we want to see. Let's all join in being that change and living the divine idea for our lives. My story this morning is a short one. And Anna Quinlan says, "I found one of my best teachers on the boardwalk on Coney Island many years ago. It was December, and I was doing a story about how the homeless suffer in the winter months. He and I sat on the edge of the wooden supports, dangling our feet over the side. And he told me about his schedule, panhandling the boulevard when the summer crowds were gone, sleeping in a church when the temperature went below freezing, hiding from the police amid the tilt-a-whirl and the cyclone and some of the other seasonal rides. But he told me that most of the time he stayed on the boardwalk facing the water, just the way we were sitting now, even when it got cold and he had to wear his newspapers after he read them. And I asked him why. Why didn't he go to one of the shelters? Why didn't he check himself into the hospital for detox? And he stared out at the ocean and said, 'Look at the view, young lady. Look at the view.' And every day, in some little way, I tried to do what he said. I tried to look at the view. That's all. Words of wisdom from a man, not a dime in his pocket, no place to go, nowhere to be. Look at the view. When I do what he said, I'm never disappointed." Even though that's a different kind of why and a what, it's still relevant. He wasn't in the why me consciousness, but he was in the what was important to him. The what was being able to look out over the water no matter how cold it was and just enjoy the view. And if we look at that for today's theme, it's not the why, it's the what. Perhaps we too need to pause from our habitual way of thinking and speaking and believing about our lives and look at what God has blessed us with up till now. So, my beloved, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." We can go for days or weeks without food or water, but only moments without the breath. It is the chi, it is the prana, it's the life force, it's the energy we all need. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." As you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. forgiveness, healing, forgiveness, healing, forgiveness, healing, forgiveness. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in what? And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out why? Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in what? Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out what? What? Why? What? Why? What? Why? What? Why? What? Why? Here in the cave of the heart, in the sanctuary of our soul. We recognize that the why doesn't matter. And we release and let go the need to understand or know. But we're conscious of what it is that we need to be about. To affirm, to know, to release, to focus on. So let us be intentional for how we wish our week to be. What it is we want to experience, be it personally, professionally, socially, spiritually. As we see in our mind's eye, as we hold the vision, we experience too what it would feel like as we are seeing, doing that which we wish or want. For each one it's different. So take a moment and be intentional. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer. For we know that the divine intelligence is everywhere present in every point in space and time. It is immanent yet transcendent, distant, yet immediate, familiar, yet ineffable. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence, aligning ourselves with the truth of who we are and whose we are, letting go of the why me, and affirming and believing and trusting in whatever it is that we are wanting for our lives. Our text this morning says, if any one of us lacks wisdom, we should ask you, for you give to all men generously without finding fault. And so as we come consciously into this moment, asking for the wisdom to guide our lives for whatever it is our needs and desires and wants are, we ask for your wisdom to illuminate our consciousness that we may come back into the remembrance that we are children of the transcendent and the immanent, the Most High God. That we are made in your image and likeness, and that image and likeness is health, wholeness, and perfection. So at this time, we're speaking this word for those who are in need of healing, be it of minds, bodies, relationships, bank accounts. We speak this word for the right outcome and the right expression for their concerns. We speak this word for everything that is happening across this globe, natural and man-made. We have a world that is full of greed, selfishness, and self-indulgence. May the hearts and minds of men be touched, that they might understand that we are truly one kind, humankind, that we belong to each other because we are all from you. May we honor our planet, this sentient, wonderful, spinning, green blob in this beautiful galaxy. It is the only one that we have here at this moment to live our lives on. So may we respect all sentient beings. May we respect the earth, the air, the water, and stop polluting. Stop salvaging and raping the land. Stop treating it for our own use, and being unconcerned with the necessary needs of others. Divine beloved ground of being, source of all that is. Let us burn away the dross of anything that keeps us feeling limited or less than. Let us burn away the dross of anything that makes us feel small. Let us burn away the dross of the why me and the victimized mentality. Let us truly open up into the reality of who we are as children of the Most High God, Thou art who immanent and transcendent, knowing and unknowing, you who art the mystery of all that is. Let us go forward, not asking why, but asking what. What do we need to let go of? What should we be embracing? What do we need for our lives? Let us come unto you for wisdom and guidance, for direction and illumination. And as always, for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wriggle your fingers and affirm, I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands over your heart and affirm, I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that are of quality, that are of the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your side, palms outwards, and affirm, I am continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the lines for our morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditations.
All guest lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation is from our Science of Mind reading. I am the truth of God.
I am the truth of God.
I am the peace of God.
I I am the peace of God.
I am the joy of God.
I am the joy of God.
Now, Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Now, prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. So, my beloveds, as we're drawing towards the close for our 10th year, we're now in it. I'm adding a rumination, something for you to consider and think about over the week coming from the beloved mystic Rumi, who says, when every day you scrape a little soil from a mountain and don't replace it, one day there'll be no mountain left. That's a Rumi to reflect upon. So as always, I will be with you again on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 of 10, our 10-minute mindfulness session. The song that I'm going to close with is from Jonathan McReynolds, and it's entitled, Not Lucky, I'm Loved. The chorus says, so I don't thank my lucky stars, because that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But the truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. It's beautiful. Anyway, before we get to the song, my closing benediction for you. Blessed is the path on which you travel. Blessed is the body that carries you upon it. Blessed is your heart that has heard the call. Blessed is your mind that discerns the way. Blessed is the gift that you will receive by going. Truly blessed is the gift that you will become on the journey. May you go forth in peace. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and special week coming. And this is Jonathan Reynolds, not lucky, I'm loved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was Jonathan McReynolds, I'm Not Lucky, I'm Loved. I wish you a very beautiful week until we meet again on Thursday or on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.